preface. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 28. We're going to look at verses 19 and 20 together. In this section of Scripture, Jesus gave the Great Commission. Now please follow along as I read Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20 to you. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. There are numerous instructions in this commission, but I want to draw your attention to the first two. Jesus said, go and make disciples. Jesus didn't say, go and make converts, go and make friends, go and establish some relationships. No, he said, go and make disciples. Well, what does that mean exactly? The term disciple simply means one who accepts and assists in spreading the doctrines of others. It is Jesus' desire for his followers to share him with others. This is really what the Great Commission is about, sharing Jesus with other people. This destiny-activated Unlocking Your Life's Purpose program is designed to help you fulfill the Great Commission that Jesus instated. This program is designed to help disciple, train, equip, and activate you into your own destiny while you make disciples along the way. A true spiritual father or mother desires to see the people they disciple become more successful than themselves. Perhaps you've heard the term, your floor is my ceiling. In other words, we're supposed to be a launching pad for others to leap from. The true spiritual father or mother's own success is really wrapped up in the success of their disciples. They are willing to pour everything they know into the people they are mentoring and growing. Parents, whether you're a biological or spiritual parent, you should have a humble servant's heart and be willing to sacrifice for the success of your children or your students. Really, you should be positioning your children for success. This is one reason why I've put together Destiny Activated, Unlocking Your Life's Purpose, is because I desire to see you go further in the things of God than I have. I really do want my ceiling to be your floor. I want to help launch you into your destiny. I want my experiences, my testimonies, my revelations to be a launching pad for you to soar from. And oh, by the way, you have permission to do great exploits with God. You are released to do radical things hand in hand with the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 23. I want to draw your attention to some powerful words that Jesus spoke. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 11 through 12, Jesus taught how to be the greatest. Jesus said, but he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Those are some interesting words. If you want to be the greatest, you're going to be required to be the servant. That certainly goes contradictory to most of our mindsets. So if you want to be a good spiritual father or a good spiritual mother and really make disciples, it's going to require you to be humble and to be a servant. Now, if you're a biological mother, you can probably relate with this. If you have a 2-year-old child, you are certainly a servant to that child. Whenever he or she cries or wants this or that, the mom is hopping up and down to accommodate the needs of their crying child. Now, I also want to draw your attention to another section in the Bible. The picture we see in John chapter 13 is really beyond my comprehension. Let's look at John chapter 13, verses 3 through 5 together. Check this out. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, verse 5, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Can you imagine this scene? Jesus Christ in human form, washing the feet of his friends, of his disciples. If it wasn't enough that Jesus humbled himself by giving up his heavenly position and his throne temporarily to come down here to earth to become a man, eventually dying a horrific death on the cross. But before he did that, here we see him washing people's feet. That is definitely, in my book, a picture of humility. I personally believe that Jesus' humility made him very influential. Throughout Jesus' earthly ministry, we see Jesus doing numerous activities. Some of those activities were teaching, preaching, healing, restoring, redeeming, purifying, and of course performing miracles. Did you know that all believers in Jesus Christ can also do the same works that Jesus did, and even greater works? Come on, I want you to check this out. If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, we'll look at verse 12. This is Jesus himself speaking. Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Did you know that Jesus has given you an invitation to step into the extreme supernatural? If you think about all the amazing things that Jesus did, according to Jesus' own words, he's given you and I access, permission, and the ability to do the same works that he did, and even greater works. That is amazing to me. Now, the beauty of putting this program together, Destiny Activated, is that I believe that this program will significantly help you on your journey of being more like Christ. I really encourage you to be persistent, determined, and diligent as you go through each day of this manual, because I believe you'll be amazed at what you'll discover. The spiritual growth you obtain will be extremely significant. I believe your life will bear much fruit for the glory of God. As you progress through this manual, through the Destiny Activated program, you'll find some days that require a little more time than others. I encourage you to adequately complete each day's readings and activities. You will find that the days often build upon each other, and without completing each day, you might miss a critical step. I don't want that to happen to you. Now, with all that being said, your walk with the Lord should be free-flowing and fun, not rigid, stiff, stoic, and certainly not legalistic. If you miss a day, simply pick up where you left off. The Destiny Activated program, it's not intended to be a burden, but a life-changing process. I really want you to enjoy it and have fun. Lord, I pray that there will be major, major, major life changes in every participant around the world in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that lives will be radically changed, destiny will be released, and transformation will take place on a global level. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.